This is the undiluted Word of God. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Wow. It's another time in God's presence, another beautiful Sunday in the presence of our loving Father. And I want us to understand that your coming to church today is not just to fulfill all righteousness. Your coming to church today is not because if you don't come, somebody will call you after service and complain that you were not in church. But you came this morning because you have a Father. You came this morning because you have a desire. You came this morning because you have an expectation. And that expectation is not from any man, it's from God. And the Bible made us to understand something, that he has not called the house of Power Connection to seek him in vain. So your coming to God's presence this morning will not be in vain in Jesus' name. So I want us to open our hearts and connect with every word that is going to be spoken this morning. It's not going to be me that is going to talk. It's going to be the voice of God with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can we please be upstanding as we take this song? And in fact, let me just say to us that God is intentional about today's service. Because right from last week, Wednesday Bible study, and up until Sunday school, the prayers, even workers' prayers, everybody were sort of using some statement from my notes. And I said, God, you are intentional and you're going to bless every one of us today. I don't know how the sermon is going to go, but I know God had somebody in mind in today's service. And please just connect. Like I said, I don't know how the sermon is going to go, but I prayed and I know this message today is for someone and will not miss out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. I want us to sing that song genuinely. Really to be praised. Really to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Really to be praised. There's another song I want us to sing. To be fair, you guys, by now, you should know me. When it comes to standing here to preach, I always try to run away from it. I prefer to do my thing at the background. Just give me Sunday school, I can do that. But when it comes to Sunday service, you know, it's about preaching, not teaching. But like I said, God always confirms his word. And because everybody that has been up here today, they've said something about what God has laid in my heart, that gave me confidence that God, you've got my back. And when Tikin Tolani sang a song this morning, he didn't allow us to sing it. That was during workers' meeting. I said, God, you are faithful. Because it actually matches what God has put in my mind. And I pray, choir, please, you will help me because I don't really know the song. When it seems that is not working. God is working. And you know the song. Brother Femi, please help me. I want us to sing that song, because what God is saying to us today is breaking into new season. I don't know how the past 6 months has been for you. I don't know the kind of season you have been in January, the kind of season you have been in February, the kind of season you have been in March, the kind of season that you experienced even in the month of April, May, and even this month of June that is about to round off. I don't know the kind of season that you have been through. But one thing that God said I should say to you, is that as you step into the second half of year 2022, as you are stepping into July, you are breaking into a new season in Jesus' name. That is the word of the Lord, that you are breaking into a new season. Brother Femi, please help me with that song. Just once we'll sing it, then we'll sit down and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us.
You never stop working.
When is it? You working. Even though I don't see it, you working.
You never stop working.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we bless your name, Daddy, we worship you, Daddy, we adore you. Thank you, faithful Father, for another time in your presence. Thank you for bringing us together this morning. Thank you for giving each and every one of us an opportunity even to stand even in your presence this morning. Father, Lord Almighty, you have said, Lord, that you have not called the house of Power Connection to seek you in vain. You have said to us that we should not cast away our confidence, that confidence that has great reward. Father, we have come with an assurance that, Lord, you have a word for each and every one of us this morning. Father, as we go into your word, I pray, oh God, Daddy, that you will meet with everyone at the point of Esau and it in the name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, I submit myself to you. Holy Spirit, speak through me this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, speak through me in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant me utterance in the name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, as I speak, I pray that you will back up the words with signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Let there be confirmation in the heart of the people in the name of Jesus. And as we live here today, we will live here lifted, encouraged, and empowered in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please, may you have your seat in God's presence. I want to appreciate my husband, Pastor Ra, for giving me the opportunity even to share God's words. I want to appreciate the leadership of the church for all their support. Pastor is with us in the spirit, and I'm sure before the end of the service, he will join us. Hallelujah. So please, technical, you're going to indeed help me today. And I don't know that I'm not getting hood. I am still sweet 16. But this high is really, really, God is my help. Hallelujah. So, like I said, the message that God put in my heart for me to share with us this morning is breaking into new season. Breaking into new season. And we sang that song saying to us that even when it seems that things are not working, even when it seems you have prayed and that season that you are in is still not desirable. You are questioning yourself. You are going through some situation that you cannot explain. You have prayed, you have meditated on God's word, you've waited, you've acted in faith, and it looks as if things are not working. But God is saying to each and everyone this morning that God indeed is working. God indeed is working, and is making you, equipping you, intervening so that you can step into your new season. And that will be it in Jesus' name. So we are going into the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm not going to read verse 1 to 8 because we all know what that scripture says. But I'm just going to read verse 1. I've got loads of scripture this morning, so I'm just trusting God that I'll be able to rush through each of the scripture and be able to make the point that God wants me to make to us. He said, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. I'm stopping there. You can continue to read. A time to be born, a time to do this, a time to do that. But like I said, the focus is on that verse 1. He said, to every thing there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Let's open to Isaiah 43:18-20. Isaiah 43:18-20. We have to be quick with me, technical. Yes. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Verse 20, the last one. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Praise God. We'll still read some other scripture, but let me just start off by saying, like we've read, for everything there's a season, and there's a reason for the season. For everything there is a season, and there's a reason for the season, and there is a purpose for the season. Praise God. I want us to understand something, that when God takes you through a season change, it is always with a purpose of greater productivity. When God takes you through a season change, it is always with a purpose of greater productivity. The season of life are about the transition we go through and how they impact our mindset and our actions. The season of life are about the transition we go through and how they impact our mindset and action. Please take note of some points that I'm making this morning. You must know that God is with you in every season of your life. As a child of God, as a believer, when you have the understanding that God is with you in every season of your life, it will determine your disposition. It will determine how you act. It will determine how you react. It will determine the steps that you will take. One thing, again, I want us to note down is that season and time are in God's hands. God created you. God formed you. God knows the end from the beginning. So, season and time are in God's hands. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 11, chapter 3, verse 11. Just to buttress that point. And also, technical, take note of Psalm 31:15-16. I want you to be more engaging this morning. Anyone that is there, feel free to shout out and read the scriptures when I begin to say some other scripture. It says, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, it says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their heart. Except that no one can find out the works that God does from the beginning to the end. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Season and time are in God's hand. The book of Psalm 31:15-16. Psalm 31:15-16. I'm laying some foundation this morning. Psalm 31:15-16 says, my times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Verse 16. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. What are we saying? That your time, your season are in God's hands. When you have that understanding, no matter the situation that you are going through, no matter the circumstances that you are going through, no matter the challenges, no matter the troubles, no matter the successes, no matter the failures, know that your time and season is in God's hands. It's God that is working all things together for your good. Hallelujah. This year, we said to ourselves, it's our year of greater light. We said it's our year of greater light. And I was thinking, how do I connect our year of greater light into the topic that God has given me today, as in saying we are breaking into new season? And what the Lord ministered to my heart is that for you to move into your next season or your next level, you need greater light. For you to move to your next season, you need greater light. And I was wondering, greater light in what? What does that mean? And the word of the Lord came to me that greater light means deep insight. You have the light. Yes, you are a child of God. You are a believer. But God is saying you need greater light. That means the season you are in, you need to have an understanding of it. You have to have a deep insight to that season so that you will go through that season and with greater light again, with deep insight, you'll be able to move into your next season. Again, I was like, what is greater light? It came to my mind and I have an understanding that greater light could mean revelation. It could mean truth. Let's read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14. We are saying for you to move into your next level, to break into your next season, you need greater light. You need deep insight. You need revelation. You need the truth. He says, knowing that he who raised up Jesus, we also raise you up with Jesus and we present us with you. Let's read Revelation 22 verse 5. And also John 8:32. We should all be able to quote John 8:32, where it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let's see what Revelation 22, verse 5 says. It says, there shall be no night there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun. For the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's also have a look at John 8 verse 12. He said, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I am the light of the world. So Jesus is that greater light. And when you have a deep insight, when you have the revelation, when you have the truth of Jesus in your situation, in a season that you are in, that gives you a kind of light that propels you to your next season. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. There are three people that I consider in the scripture that went through different seasons in their lives. The first person is Joseph. Joseph went through different seasons in his life. Paul went through different seasons in his life. Peter also went through different seasons in his life. But today, we're just going to focus on the character, the person of Peter. We'll look through some of the seasons that Peter went through and how he managed the season, every season of his life. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. So before we actually look, I'm going to be connecting my point with Peter as a case study. When we are talking about stepping or breaking into your new season, What do you need to break into your next season? What do you need even to understand the season that you are in presently? Number one is the knowledge of God and His Word. And like I was making reference to Bible study on Wednesday, we were taught about the power of meditation, meditating the Word of God. And this morning, again, even in our Sunday school, we're talking about what was that Sunday school topic? Pardon? Deepening spiritual knowledge. So for you to move to your next season, you need the knowledge of God. John 8 verse 32, we've read it before, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Daniel 11 verse 32 says something. Daniel 11 32. It says, those that know their God, they shall be strong and they will do exploits. Say, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God, they shall be strong and carry out great exploits. We are looking forward to the second half of year 2022. We are going into a new season. Look at it, that it's a new season that you are stepping into. One of the scriptures we read previously, it said that God is doing a new thing. Can you not see it? Can you not know it? Hallelujah. I don't want you to dwell on the season that you've experienced in this past 6 months. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, do not dwell on it. But begin to look forward to the next season that God is taking you to. And for you to enter into the season that will be fruitful, will be productive, that will make you to do great exploit. We say you need greater light. And how can you receive that greater light for your next season? It's through the knowledge of God. And what does the knowledge of God do to you? What does His Word, what does it do to you? He said it gives inner strength. The Word of God gives inner strength. You are progressing into a new season. Know that it's the Word of God that will give you inner strength for your new season. Even the season that you are in right now, the season must not crush you. The season must not make you to get discouraged. The season must not get you to a place whereby you turn your back, your back against God. The Bible says, my thought towards you are thought of good, not of evil. Thought of peace to bring you to your expected end. That your expected end might be the new season that you desire of the Lord. So the knowledge of God and of His Word, not just the letter like we were told in Sunday school this morning, but you meditating on it, understanding even the season that you are in and the season you desire to go into. When you have the knowledge of God and His Word, it gives you inner strength. It gives you stability. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 6. Let's read that. Isaiah 33 verse 6. Breaking into your new season. Before you can break into that new season, you need the knowledge of God. You need the knowledge of His Word. You need to understand what God is saying to you for your next season. You need to understand, to have an understanding, the revelation, the insight of even the season that you are in, so that that season do not crush you, so that that season does not carry you away, so that that season you don't become so complacent in that season. He said, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. Again, your times, your season. What will be that thing that will make you to be stable in every season that you experience? He said, wisdom and knowledge. And the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure. But my emphasis is that wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. Brethren, if you do not have the Word of God in you, season that we experience can either mar or make. Praise the Lord. Let's read Proverbs 11 verse 9. The knowledge of God brings deliverance as well. The knowledge of God brings deliverance. You might be in a season that is not palatable. You might be in a season that is not comfortable. But the word of God can actually deliver you from that season that you are experiencing. He says, the hypocrite with his mouth destroy his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Hallelujah. Through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. For that your next season to be delivered to you, or even the season that you are in, for you to have to have a breakthrough, to have an understanding, to have an assurance, whatsoever you want to call it, for you to be able to manage the season, you need the word of God. You need the knowledge of God. Because it's the word of God that brings deliverance. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that brings inner strength and stability. He said you need the word of God for every season you are in. So, encounter the word. Hallelujah. Like we said, the case study of Peter. Peter started his journey as an ordinary fisherman until he had an encounter with Jesus. Until he had an encounter with Jesus, he did not experience a new level, a new season. He met with Jesus, and Jesus called him from being an ordinary fisherman to be fisher of men. Praise the Lord. He had an encounter with the word. So when we need to have an encounter for that season, for that level that you are in, that you are praying to God to get into, you need an encounter with the word, with that greater light, to shine light upon that situation, to shine light upon that season, to give direction for the season that you are desiring to step into. Praise the Lord. Another point that will help us to break and step into a new season is prayer. Hallelujah. The season that you are in or that you have experienced, what did you do in that season? Did you just close your hands and just feel what will be, or what I will become? You are leaving it to chances. No. Like I said, the season that you are in, whether it's good or it's bad, requires prayers. The season that you desire to step into also requires prayers. Hallelujah. He said prayer is the key to refueling, refilling, and refiring of your times and season. Prayer is the key to refueling, refilling, and refiring of your times and your season. What will prayer do for us, even in our season? Or the season that you are trusting in God to break into. Prayer will give direction. If I'm saying I'm entering into my season of prosperity, and I sit down 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. doing nothing, with that season of prosperity, will it come? I'm trusting God for a season of let's put it this way. Okay, I'm trusting God for a season of, let's bring it down, so something that we can relate with. I'm trusting God for a season of a career upliftment. And I do not engage with people that can help me to get to that next season. Will it happen? No. So what I'm saying is that every season that we are in or we desire to step into requires prayer. We need to start engaging in the place of prayer. There's this adage that says, what is good requires prayer. What is not good also requires prayers. So don't just close your hands that, oh, it's my season. What will be. If you want a change of the season that you are in, you've got to pray. Engage with God in the place of prayer. Your expectation will not become manifestation if you do not engage in the place of prayer. Praise the living Jesus. Praise God. We said prayer gives direction. It gives courage and prepare you for your new season ahead. Let's read Isaiah 58, 8 to 9. Isaiah 58, verse 8 to 9. Isaiah 58, 8 to 9. He said, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Verse 9. He said, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. If I don't call, God will not answer. Yes, God knows the desires of our hearts. But what he said to us, he said, ask and you shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. So for you to get to your next level, to break into your next season, you must be willing to ask. You must be willing. If your asking is not enough, you must be willing to what? Knock. Knock is not enough. You must be willing to seek after it. And you can only get those things in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Another point that will help in stepping into your new season is to allow God's preparation. I'm still going to connect this point that I've listed to Peter and see how Peter manifested those 3 points. The first one I've said is the knowledge of God and his word, as in having an encounter with the word of God. Peter had an encounter. We said prayer is important in stepping and breaking into your next season. We will see how Peter also engaged with Jesus, with Christ, in the place of prayer. He had to call on God, had to call on Jesus at some point in his life for God to step in into the situation. We said you need to allow God's preparation. Peter went through seasons of preparation. I said allow God's preparation. Let's read the book of Isaiah 58 verse 11. Isaiah 58 verse 11. The season that you are in might be that God is preparing you for a greater season ahead. So that's why I said initially, do not allow the season that you are in now crush you. Do not allow the season that you are in now discourage you. Do not allow the season that you are in now make you to run away from God. Some people, they are in a season of abundance and they feel, I don't need God. I have everything that I want. And they don't know that they are shortchanging themselves, because God has greater plan for you. God wants you to move to a new level, a new season. But you are satisfied with the level of abundance, with the season of abundance that you are enjoying at the moment. The Bible made us to understand, it was saying to the children of Israel that you have been on this mountain for too long. It's time to move. Hallelujah. So the season that you are in now, you might look at it that I don't need another new season. I don't need to break into another season because I'm okay. I'm comfortable. I have all I want. And you don't have that eagerness, the desire to step into the new that God is preparing for you. Praise God. So allow God's preparation. So did we open to Isaiah 58 verse 11? He said, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water. Please, can we say amen to these scriptures? Whose waters do not fail. So in your season, allow God. Allow God. He's preparing you. And he has given us assurance in his word that he will guide you continually. Satisfy your soul in drought. You might be feeling that dry season at the moment. You might be feeling that dry season. And like we sang, it seems God is not working. It seems things are becoming so slow. It's looking as, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. This thing is not manifesting. But God is saying to you that he will satisfy your soul, even in that dryness, even in that wilderness. He said he will strengthen your bones. and you shall be like a watered garden. What else do we want? In that season of dryness, you only desire the watering from the living God. He said, at the scent of the living waters, the dry season again will blossom. I'm just paraphrasing that scripture that talks about at the scent of the living waters. Hallelujah. Let's also quickly read Psalm 27 verse 14. I just want us to focus on God's word, because it's the word of God that can actually give us that strength that we need. That stability, even that assurance for the next level. He said, Psalm 27 verse 14. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So allow God's preparation. In any season that you are in, wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen you. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's read Psalm 62, 5 to 6. Psalm 62, 5 to 6. I'm going to be a bit fast now. Psalm 62, 5 to 6. It says, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, is my defense, I shall not be moved. Verse 5 we are focusing on majorly. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. You know your next season, breaking into your next season is like you have an expectation to move from where you are to a new place. But he's saying your expectation must be from him. And you have to wait patiently on him. So in that season that you are in, it might be for God's preparation. So allow God's preparation. There's another scripture, I think it's in Isaiah. He said, he will keep in perfect peace. I love that scripture. He will keep in perfect peace whose heart is stayed on him. Praise the Lord. Let your heart stay on God. Let your heart stay on God. It will take you to that next season. It will make you to break into that new season, to that new level. But let your heart stay on him. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The last point in terms of the steps to stepping into your new season, and I think I've mentioned it in the way I've been speaking, is to step out in faith. Step out in faith. There are some season or some season I desire to break into. There are some level I desire personally to break into. In every area, in every aspect of my life, maritally, career-wise, in my family life, in some things I've sat down to think about. There are new season I want to break into. But if we continue to allow unbelief, you can't step into that season. You can't break into that new season. So the word of the Lord to you this morning is that you need to step out in faith. Hallelujah. You need to step out in faith. We are more than where we are. God expects his children to be for signs and for wonders. He says the earth is waiting earnestly for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. So God expects us to break into new territory. God expects us to break into new season of glory. Hallelujah. Who knows pastor's favorite scripture? Who knows pastor's favorite scripture? And will help us because we don't have time. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. He says, we all, help me with the scripture. I know it, but help me so that we can have our eyes gazed on it. He said, but we all with unveiling face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are being transformed from the same image, from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. God wants us to move from one level of glory to another level of glory. Isaiah 60, 1 to 2, he says, arise, shine, For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So God expects us to break into a new season of glory, a new season of blessing, a new season of great achievement. Hallelujah. But you've got to step out in faith. Hallelujah. It might just be God telling you, sow that seed. It might just be God saying, forgive that person, for you to break into your new season. It might just be God saying, go on 3 days fasting and prayer. God expects us to take a bold step. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should stop limiting ourselves. God indeed is interested in taking us into a new level, breaking into a new season. But we have a responsibility of stepping out in faith. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. Let's quickly read that. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 and Isaiah 43 verse 19. Okay, Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. It says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord God, your God, is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 verse 19. He said, behold, I think we've read that. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Quickly, I will just mention this because I know we are not all familiar with Peter, but I want to assume that to some extent we know who Peter is, one of the disciples of Jesus. He went through different seasons. I put it a season of encounter. We can see that Matthew 4, 18 to 19, we are not reading that. From being an ordinary fisherman, he was transformed to be called to follow Jesus and become fisher of men. He went through season of preparation and pruning. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, 13 to 24. During that season of preparation, you know, there came to a time because Peter has been with the Lord, has been walking with the Lord. He became full of himself. He portrayed the I know it all mentality or to know. And before you know it, Jesus was talking to them about his death, what is going to happen to him, how he's going to be arrested and henceforth died, giving them those things. And immediately, Peter said, no, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. But, you know, Jesus rebuked him. At some point, get thee behind me, Satan, because he was looking at it that this Peter does not understand that there's a new season, there's a new level that God has prepared for him, and nothing can disturb him. But it's all part of Peter's preparation. You know, even at a point, Peter also denied Christ. Peter denied Christ, but Jesus did not look at his failure in that season. He even went ahead to pray for him. Hallelujah. What am I saying? That every season of your life, you must make sure you do not let go of Christ. Hallelujah. He said Peter fell by denying Christ. He even overestimated his strength at some point. At some point as well, he was trying to even defend Jesus. He cut off the ear of one of the soldiers trying to arrest Christ. All those seasons are seasons of preparation and pruning. Even for Peter. And also, he went through season of restoration and empowerment. Peter went through season of restoration and empowerment. Praise the Lord. What are we saying this morning as I'm beginning to round off? What are we saying this morning? We've been through different seasons in the past 6 months. We are desiring to enter into a new season as July is beckoning. God also is interested in moving us into that new season. But we have said to ourselves this morning, it will not just happen. You have to have the knowledge of his word. You have to engage in the place of prayer. You have to allow God's preparation by waiting upon him. And you have to step out in faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Just give him 2 more minutes to just mention just 4 things that are barriers to stepping into your new season. Barriers to stepping into your new season. Number 1 is unbelief. Number 2, fear and anxiety. Number 3, complacence. And number 4, dwelling on past glory or even dwelling on past failures will not make you to step into your new season. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I want us to just bow our heart this morning. And I think the starting point of even breaking into a new season is that of encountering Christ. Are there people in our midst this morning? You've not started any journey of your life season. You've not started at all. You are just living and allowing times and season to happen. You are not engaging or you are not stepping into any season of your life intentionally. You can only begin to step into life season intentionally first by giving your life to Christ. So this morning, even Peter, in his life season, there were times he failed. There were times he denied Christ. But that doesn't put an end to his life. He still went into another season of restoration and empowerment. So if your season is that of a backsliding, if your season is even a season that you've neglected your fellowship and your communion with Christ, God wants you to enter into a new season. I want you to commit yourself to God this morning and ask God for mercy. That God, I'm entering into a season of relationship with you. A season of knowing you. A season of dwelling upon your word. A season of living my life by your word. Can we be upstanding as we take the last 2 prayer points? Let's be upstanding as we take the last 2 prayer points. I want us to open our mouth this morning and pray. Every life season that you have been through, that is pulling you down, that is discouraging you from seeing what God is preparing ahead. He says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. God wants you to step into a new season. Do not focus on that season of failure, season of rejection, season of discouragement or any contrary season that you have been through. I want you to just pray this morning by the power of the Holy Spirit. Break yourself away from season that is not hardening to you. Season that is not making you to look ahead. Break yourself away from it in the name of Jesus. And lastly, I want us to pray as we step into this second half of year 2022. I want you to pray that God will go ahead of you. I want you to pray that God will lead you by his hand. I want you to pray that God will make all crooked paths straight. I want you to pray that God will do a new thing. That you will not miss that season that God is taking you to. The season of greatness. The season of fruitfulness. The season of prosperity. The season of healing. You will not miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, faithful Father, because you have heard us this morning. Thank you because your thought towards us are thought of good, not of evil. Thank you, oh God, because we are breaking into the new season. We know you are working. We believe you are working. And we will step into our fruitfulness, into that new season in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name.
We hope you've been blessed by the word of God. The Word is brought to you by RCCG Power Connections, 236 Meanwood Road, Leeds, LS72AH. For more inquiries, you can call 078-513-3702 or send an email to info@rccgpowerconnectionsleeds.com. God bless you.